Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." There is something in our human nature that makes us look to the last words of a dying person as having importance. The Christian church has long held a tradition of reflecting on the last words of Jesus on the cross, searching for some meaning in the terrible execution of God incarnate. We put such stock in the last words of dying people that in a court of law, these dying declarations are admitted as evidence. We believe that in the moment of impending death, that a person will speak the truth. So Jesus, after his trial and humiliation, was nailed to a cross and lifted up. For him, there was no more chance to escape the death that was to come. And as God incarnate hung on the cross, feeling the pain and suffering of human death, the words Jesus spoke were, "Father, forgive them." If there was ever a doubt that God hung on the cross that day, these words should make it disappear. In that moment, Jesus does not name the disciples that betrayed him, denied him, and abandoned him. But in that moment, Jesus spoke forgiveness. And yet of all the words of Jesus, these are perhaps the hardest for us to hear and believe. We struggle to live a life embracing the forgiveness that was offered that day on the cross. How could people, in all the things that we do to hurt each other, ourselves, and God's creation, be forgiven? But here it is, Jesus, this man's dying declaration, "We are forgiven."